Hello and welcome to the Let's Talk Attachments podcast. My name is Jessica Da Silva and I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist and an attachment coach helping adults end their unhealthy dating patterns and create stronger, secure relationships. I created this podcast as a platform to answer your questions and dive deeper into different aspects of each attachment style. I also share personal insights and stories in order to help you make sense of what you are experiencing. So please listen with an open heart and an open mind. Without further ado, let's get into it. Hello everyone and welcome to today's podcast episode, What to Do When Your Needs Are Not Being Met. So if you've been listening to my podcast for a while, you know just how important it is to know your relationship needs, to communicate your needs, and to have awareness and respect for the needs of others. Because remember, we are all operating from our own set of needs, and depending on our attachment style, we will have specific needs to feel safe and secure in a relationship. So if you are new here, you know, your needs are based on your values, right? Your morals, your belief systems. They are essential for feeling safe and secure within a relationship. And I actually added a link in the show notes with a list of values to kind of just help you with this process of identifying what these needs perhaps are for you, okay? And just so you know, we have specific needs for all areas of our life. However, in this episode, we're primarily focusing on relationship needs. So just to give you some context, I'm going to share some general relationship needs for each attachment style. So anxious attachments tend to need a lot of reassurance and validation, affirmation, love and connection, quality time, consistency, stability, reliability in their relationships. Dismissive avoidance tend to need patience, understanding, space, independence, recognition, emotional security, acceptance, trust, right? Direct and clear communication. Fearful avoidance tend to need a lot of transparency, stability, dependability, deep, rich emotional connection, individuality, understanding, right? And just a real sense of safety within a relationship. Secure attachments have general relationship needs for, you know, open communication, emotional security, dependability, trust, interdependency. However, depending on where they fall on the attachment spectrum, they may have more anxious attached needs or avoidant needs or fearful avoidant needs, right? Or just a variation of those. And if you want to discover where you fall on that spectrum, you can take my free quiz on my website, jessicadasilvacoaching.com. Also wanted to share here that needs and wants are very different, okay? Needs are our non-negotiables in a relationship, whereas wants we can be a little bit more flexible with. So for example, right? I need to spend quality time with my partner at least once a week so that I can feel connected to them versus I want us to go out to a fancy dinner every week, right? The fancy dinner I can live without just as long as I get to spend that quality time with them, which is really, really important for me. So just as we need, right, air and water to survive, we have essential needs in a relationship as well, right? To be seen, to be heard, to be understood, to feel safe, to feel happy, to feel stable and secure in a relationship. So often, you know, when people break up or even have emotional or sexual affairs, it's because they aren't getting their needs met in a relationship. So it's really, really important to understand, you guys, the importance of needs. And here's a tip I always like to share with you guys. You know, your feelings will always guide you to your needs. Remember that your feelings are messengers. They are communicating to you something that you need. Hello, I just wanted to pop in here and let you know that enrollment is open for My Secure Self Academy. So right now we have this digital course for the anxious and fearful avoidant attachments, but coming November of 2022, we will have this course for the dismissive avoidant as well. This 8-week self-paced digital course will give you the insight and tools to begin feeling more secure within yourself and your relationships. So if you are looking for a relatable and practical course to get you on track to embodying your most secure self, you can learn more and sign up using the link in my show notes. Now back to the episode. So for example, I know my needs are being met when I feel safe and secure in my relationship, right? When my partner tells me he loves me or I look beautiful, when we take our dog for a walk and he holds my hand, when he listens to my frustrations and lends emotional support, right? When he's honest with me. On the other hand, I know my needs are not being met when I feel angry, right? When I feel defensive, when I feel sad, really listening to those emotions, right? So when he's on his phone most of the night and doesn't spend time with me, right? Or talk to me, when he invites others to dinner, when I wanted it to just be us, when he wants to, you know, talk while I'm needing personal space to work on my own stuff, right? So as you can see from these examples, words of affirmation, right? Quality time, physical touch, emotional support, space, and trust are very important for me. They are essential for me to feel safe and secure in a relationship. However, I can be flexible with my wants. Okay, so I can be flexible with when he gives me the affirmations or maybe what he says. Okay, I can be flexible with where we go to spend quality time. I can be flexible with when I take space so that I can meet his needs as well. So I want you to start practicing monitoring when you feel good and when you feel bad. Those reflections will guide you to your needs, and it's up to you to decide what you can be flexible with and what you can't be flexible with, meaning what you can and can't live without. Okay, so what do we do when our needs are not being met? So before we go into this, it's important to note that our partner will not be able to meet all of our needs all of the time. Right? There's different studies on this, but depending on where you fall on the attachment spectrum, your partner should only meet 50 to 70% of your relationship needs. That might sound like a lot to some of you. It might sound like not a lot to some of you. That's why this topic is very, very unique to each and every one of us. So anxious attachments tend to have more needs than avoidance do. And there's nothing wrong with this. It's just important to know, just to know that about yourself and to know that about others. And to, you know, expect that your partner meets your need, your every need, or that you have to meet their every need. It really kind of veers into the territory of codependency when we are solely relying on each other to meet our every need, and that's where things get really dangerous and unhealthy. Okay, so it's really important to develop interdependency where we can rely on our partner to meet our needs, however, be able to meet our own needs when they are not capable or even willing to do that sometimes, right? Sometimes when my partner is really angry, he wants me to support him with physical touch. However, when he's really activated like that, it triggers me. So I have to take space before consoling him, before supporting him. So in those moments where I can't meet his need, he needs to self-soothe on his own. And there's plenty of experiences where, you know, I need emotional support, for example, and he's working and can't answer the phone or whatever it is. Okay. So I'm sharing all of this with you because I want you to have a full grasp on this subject before you make any impulsive decisions about your relationship. So let's just rephrase these steps one more time, okay? You've identified your needs and you've ruled out your wants, meaning where you can be flexible. You've communicated these needs in a calm way and really sought them through, okay? So if your needs are different than your partner's, you will have to consistently remind them until it becomes more of a habit for them. And I love in the book, The Five Love Languages, the author talks about meeting these needs as learning a new language, okay? So it really does take time and effort. It is not an overnight process, you guys. You've also worked on meeting your own needs because we can't solely rely on our significant other to meet our every need. And if we're not meeting our own needs, we're not going to be able to truly recognize when others are doing that for us. And I'll give you an example of what this looks like. So I was expressing to my own personal coach that I just started working with her. And I was telling her that I've been feeling unsupported in my relationship. And what we discovered was that I was not supporting myself. So once I started to support myself in my career, in my physical health, in my mental health, and my emotional health, I started to see support all around me. I started to recognize where my partner actually does support me, which made me feel more appreciative and supported. It also allowed me to better support others. It gave me more energy to support others when I started to meet this need for myself. Very, very cool. Very, very powerful stuff as well, okay? And I bring this up to show you guys the power of your belief systems and how these belief systems are really the lens through which we view everything. If we believe that we're unloved, well, guess what? We're not gonna be able to receive love from others, right? If we believe we're undeserving, we're not gonna be able to receive or really appreciate what's given to us. So before you claim that your needs are not being met, try meeting those needs for yourself and see how your perspectives change, okay? Also, when someone meets your need, really practice receiving it. Take it in, say thank you, feel into those yummy, delicious emotions and tell yourself it is safe to receive. I am worthy of receiving this. I am grateful for this. So much of the time we're afraid to feel those good emotions because we have a past where maybe we felt that way and then felt the opposite immediately, right? It was dangerous to feel that way because it was like, okay, well, the shoe's gonna drop at some point, right? I'm not gonna feel this way forever. Know that emotions come in waves. And if this emotion does come, really feel into that moment, even though it is, you know, emotions are fleeting. It's the nature of emotions. So when it comes, just allow yourself to feel into those emotions during those moments, okay? Allow yourself to feel because you want your brain, you want your body to get accustomed to feeling those emotions. You want your body to feel safe in those emotions. So really repeating to yourself, right? It is safe for me to feel loved. It is safe for me to feel supported. It is safe for me to receive. Really just repeating that to yourself and feeling those emotions will really begin rewiring the brain to really begin feeling as though this is your reality. This is your new reality. This is safe. It's okay to feel into this space. It's okay to feel loved. It's okay to feel supported. It's okay to feel worthy. All right. And to my final point, let's just say you're doing all of this. Maybe you've even sought out support from a therapist or a coach to help with the communication process or whatever it is, and your emotions are still telling you that something is missing. You're still not feeling fulfilled or safe or secure in this relationship. Then, only then, I would consider if this person or this relationship is truly compatible with you or not. Okay, so it really does, you know, coming to the conclusion here, you guys, that it's very, very personal experience and that this kind of clarity only comes from really knowing your needs and being in tune with your emotions. Okay, I've had clients who, at the end of working with me, realized that they were meeting all their own needs and their partner wasn't really bringing anything to the table. And so they ended the relationship because they realized how unfulfilling their relationship was. I've also had clients who learned to communicate their needs and were able to, you know, reignite their relationship because of that awareness. So just remember that clarity comes from action. Okay, I'm going to repeat that one more time. Clarity comes from action. So take this knowledge and really apply it into your life in order to decide whether you are in the right relationship or not. And if you need further help with this, you know, I have courses and one-on-one coaching that really guides you through this process. Sometimes having someone on the outside kind of holding us accountable and, you know, reflecting to us, mirroring to us what we're experiencing can be really, really, really helpful. I know I needed that for myself. Okay. And if you, again, if you need any of that support, all the links to that are in the show notes. All right, you guys, I know that that was a lot. That was a lot of information. So feel free to revisit this episode, take down notes, you know, just as much as you need. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode. If you enjoyed it, please rate it or leave a comment. Hearing your feedback just motivates me to create more content for you guys. I appreciate you so much, and I will catch you on the next episode.